guy named Murchie.
Pepe.
Murchie. Murchie. There's a guy. There's a guy who lives in
Bastia. Yeah, shot Murchie.
Yeah.
Five ways.
Yeah, you know him. Five ways. I was at his house for supper last Saturday night. Uh-huh. And I said, get me some pepper. Uh-huh. And he had a bowl of sauce. Mm-hmm. And he gave me his bowl of sauce and gave me his hot pepper sauce. And I put it in there, and man, I blew the top of my head off.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, so you got some peppers here. And you don't got in your eye.
Oh, I know. I've gotten that's happened to me. I mean, I've rubbed my eye and
when you were small.
You know, not just reason. I eat jalapeno peppers all the time, you know, and I get that stuff on my fingers. The juice it really is bad for it.
Then I come back to we're trying to rear some animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're trying to rear cattle, sheep, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, people have a dog set go and the government got to try to control those dogs if they need things more to come in animal. Because, you know, buying meat, we spend a lot of money to bring in meat. We're supposed to suffice our own self with meat and so forth.
What kind of, did you work with, was it a sugar company you worked for?
Yes, SSMC.
What kind of work do you do with, I mean, you said labor, but what kind of things do you do?
I use a shovel.
Yeah.
I use a pen.
Yeah.
I use a cold cut.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know anything you cut.
Yeah. Like a machete you use? A machete?
I use machete. Anything. Yeah. Anything you put in my hand, I use it.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Anything you put in my hand, I use it.
I see. So you...
You put it the other way. As a handyman.
Okay, that's good.
As a handyman. So
do you ever work with those trains?
We train. I saw you in City Local.
Yeah, I saw one. Saw one down here this morning. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They were cleaning up the stuff that had fallen off.
Yeah, picking up clean and so.
But what do you do during the off season?
Well, the off season, I come here and I work as a semi-as call me here until when they're ready. So.
But they keep you busy. The company keeps you busy in the off season. Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about your schooling.
Oh, my schooling was lovely. Okay, I could not go to school
forever.
Yeah, because in the days of today, we ain't having a school days now.
Mm-hmm.
In the school days, we had to run, go to school, and when we reach it, we get legs.
Uh-huh.
We had to weed cane.
Yeah.
And when we done with my cane, wash my skin, run, go on school. Sometimes I run with a potato in my hand and a piece of black mackerel in my hand going to school.
Is that right?
I ain't got time to eat, to stop them to eat.
Is that right? Yeah.
And thank God for education.
Did you go to school in Newton Ground?
No, St. Paul's.
St. Paul.
Yeah. The Newton Ground school just built in 1957.
How far is St. So Newton Ground?
St. Paul is about a mile from Newton Ground. A half mile from Newton Ground.
Okay. So, and how far is it from Sandy Point?
Well, about 2 miles. Two and a half from Sandy Point.
So it's really only about 4 miles from here to St. Paul's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know it was that close, But St. Paul's is right up the end of the island, isn't it?
No. When you pass Newton Ground.
Newton Ground's the tip?
Yeah, when you pass Newton Ground, you go around, mm-hmm. and you pass a chapel.
Yeah.
Chapel on the upper side when you're going around.
Yeah.
Then you pass the church and the other side. And as you brace over the hill, here comes your welcome to St. Paul.
I see. And where's Dieppe?
Dieppe. No, he live in St. Paul.
Okay. All right.
He live as you're going around the second curve to go out of St. Paul.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay, I've got
And he's a nice man.
Yeah, okay.
He should have been ruling the government all the time. He's very nice.
Okay.
He listens to you patiently, he be with you.
Okay, well that's good. How old were you when you stopped going to school?
Well, I was about 17 to, I must say about 19 years. At the time, people used to go to school when you're 20.
Yeah, so is that like the equivalent of high school, finishing high school?
No, in them days,